Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
How do you feel about Jacoby Brissett through 2 weeks?
I think there's plenty of fans out there who are going to roll their eyes when I say that I think he's been excellent. But he's been excellent.
Excellent.
I mean, it's excellent. Given the situation, given what we saw last year, given what would be the result, look, you have to go with what the situation is around him. Would Aaron Rodgers be better in this situation? I don't know. He doesn't have any wide receivers. He doesn't have any protection. I'm not saying that Jacoby Brissett is Aaron Rodgers, but there is a point at which chicken salad cannot be made out of chicken poop. We saw it with Tom Brady in myriad times over 20 years. So that Jacoby Brissett has kept the team in the games and has not done some kind of mind-bending, ridiculous gaffe through two games. So, and given the situation he's facing, yeah, he's not perfect, but given the situation, given objectively speaking, he's not been great. Given the situation, he's been excellent.
Shook it.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI.
What a show, what a week, Jones. It's only Wednesday? It's already Wednesday, depending, half full, half empty, depending on what kind of person you are.
Yeah, I'd say the week is,
there's a game tomorrow.
Don't be sad because it's almost over. Be happy that it happened, something like that.
Yeah, that's well said.
Yeah,
tomorrow night, football game.
Yeah, it basically, it's like, it's a Friday, basically.
On Prime.
I mean, it's basically a Friday on Prime. Yeah.
It's like if you're resetting your week, this is like a Saturday, actually.
Yes.
So you know what that means.
Getting hammered tonight.
No, it doesn't mean that. I'm a responsible adult.
Let me tell you.
I have kids.
The open Sunday.
Yeah.
Meaning no Patriots game on Sunday.
I don't know how open it is.
But it's no Patriots game.
Are you going to go like a pumpkin patch?
Well, I don't know. But I
feel
my cat's already like, she's already
scheming.
Playing. Yeah, the wheels are turning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I already see
that?
It.
There's
she's
no
like,
Pats game?
I'm sorry, the Patriots are on Thursday night. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, you're going to be working.
That's how my wife would look
on
at it.
On Thursday night, she's like, what is that? That means you're not doing anything Sunday? Because I was like, in my head, I'm like,
no, you're
bar?
Red zone, bar? Bar, red zone?
Red zone, bar?
No.
Beers, football, snacks?
Your wife or my wife is saying, no Pats, no excuses. So
yeah.
That means you're going to a pumpkin patch or an apple pick. That's probably what's happening.
I was about to say, is it too early for a pumpkin patch?
Maybe.
Or a pick?
No, apple picking is open season. I got some Honeycrisp a couple weeks ago.
I'll tell you, I went to the North Shore last weekend. I missed out on Idle Hands, which sounded like a great time.
Oh, dude, Oktoberfest was great.
I missed out. I normally am there. I've done the dunk tank numerous times.
Yes, you have.
Love Idle Hands. Shout out Josh Deering over there.
Yep.
And I heard you did great work there.
I missed it.
We were on the North Shore. And a lot of leaves on the ground.
Oh,
which
boy.
Might mean
foliage.
The patch and the pick.
Yeah, patch and the pick time.
It is in play this weekend.
Get an apple cider donut, though.
Yeah, that's
worthwhile.
Nice. That's nice.
Absolutely.
I gotta fight my kid off for those.
Where do you stand on cider? You like apple cider?
I don't really care for it.
Yeah.
Hot or cold?
Lanny, you a cider guy at all?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ice cold cider is amazing.
Ice cold,
ice
not hot.
Cold, crisp.
Yeah, none of this hot stuff.
See, I think
I don't want a hot cider.
See, I think if I'm going to take it, I'm taking the hot cider.
I know that you would. You are a mystery wrapped up in an enigma.
Hot cider guy. I like a desert. Of course I like a hot cider.
Yeah. Just be out in the sun eating a hot cider.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can either survive with your frozen cold cider.
Yeah, it's the only
in the Arctic.
It's the only primetime game of the year, right, for the Pats?
Unless they get flexed, yeah.
That's what Jonathan Jones said the other day.
Did
you hear him in the locker room?
No.
They said something about primetime, but he's like, yeah, until they start flexing our games or whatever. This is a good line.
All right, man. Oh, he said it sarcastically.
Well, no, I don't think he did.
But
I choose to read it as sarcasm.
It's like Jalen Rager.
It's good confidence.
Yeah, okay, man. Yeah, you're a Bugatti parked in the crap-ass carport.
That's
Got it.
You. That's definitely you.
So anyway, final hour. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be beers and dudes and snacks and bar and football.
No.
I don't think that's red zone. I don't think that's in my Sunday.
No. So we'll have to enjoy tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, don't disturb me. Daddy's working.
YOLO. YOLO, as the kids, I think, used to say.
It's like, you're just eating candy and drinking beer watching the Patriots. You're not working.
I got to talk about this tomorrow. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Exactly.
Speaking of Patriots and Jets, a seamless transition. We'll get back to the Bruins. Sweeney said more at the end of the press conference.
I know.
We cut out because Sweeney was playing real hardball, but credit to the spineless media down there. They circled back and asked more questions.
They did. They got them.
So credit to them.
It is a little gotcha media. They're kind of gotcha media.
They're dabbling.
Guys.
Maybe that's why they don't get any scoops.
That's true.
Not trustworthy.
No, I know.
A little bit of gotcha.
But I'm looking forward to, there's an update.
So we'll get back to that. Sweeney was working a little blue. It's a long tease for you coming up. Plus the grab bag at the end of the hour. But we asked this earlier on Would You Rather Wednesday. Would you rather be the Patriots or the Jets moving forward? Not necessarily Thursday night, but who's in a better spot? Big picture, long term, who's in a healthier spot? We both said Patriots, which surprises me, Keith.
Yeah.
You didn't go with your beloved Jets.
I'm pro Jets this year.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird spot. Maybe the only time in my life.
You also chose Josh Allen in a key spot over Aaron Rodgers, which begs the question, how much do you really like your Jets?
It's fair.
But
I like to keep you guessing.
Just to keep you on your toes.
No, so I am a Jets are still going to be good this year. I'm not giving up on the Jets this year. They were my AFC East pick at the beginning of the year. It's been a rocky start. They're still 1-1, but it's been a rocky start. They don't look great.
But they look terrible in their win against Tennessee.
They got a win, though. Win's a win, Jones.
No, a win is a win.
Sunday.
But they didn't. I'm underscoring
Thursday.
Your point. They did not look good. Friday sometimes.
No, and I think this is the month I would expect them to look their worst. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the Jets get off to like a 2-2 type of start, but then Rodgers starts to look better. I mean, it's a 40-year-old guy coming off an Achilles injury. So I think this is the worst they're going to look, or at least that's what I'm banking on.
Okay.
So yeah, you're right. I mean, maybe they just get worse as the season goes on. But I think the Jets for tomorrow, I'd rather be. For the entire 2024 season, I would rather be. But beyond that, I think you have to take the Patriots if you think Drake May is worth half a damn. Because if you have Drake May, the Jets don't. They have a 40-year-old quarterback. They have good skill position players and some of the really important positions like Sauce Gardner. They've actually, whether we want to give them credit or not, the Jets have drafted well in recent years. I mean, they had, the offensive rookie and the defensive rookie of the year 2 years ago?
Yep.
Breece Hall probably would have won rookie of the year had he not gotten hurt that same year. So they've drafted well, but I don't like Robert Saleh at all. And Aaron Rodgers, even though I like him way more than you, there's a clear kind of shelf life for that. So next year, I think they could be in the market for a head coach and a quarterback if things don't go great. Whereas at least here, eventually they're going to turn it over to Drake May. And even though the jury's still out on Jerod Mayo, I like him more than Saleh. So if you're going head coach, quarterback for the future, like, it's really not much of a comparison.
Okay. I agree with you. And I would rather be the Patriots. And here's why. The Patriots have their young quarterback. You don't know if he's going to hit. The Jets can always go out and find their young quarterback. Can they?
Easier said than done. Not the Jets.
That team?
The Jets haven't.
And, you can say, and we can do the chicken and egg thing, is it because the Jets ruin quarterbacks or because they're terrible at scouting them? I would argue the latter, but we don't need to chase our tails on that one. The Jets are still, somehow, even with more talent, they're still going to Jets it up. They always do. My whole life.
Yeah,
they always do.
They had those 2 years where they burned hot. They went to the AFC title game with Mark Sanchez and Rex Ryan, lost both title games, then were done.
Save for 2 years in the AFC title game, a stray playoff appearance here and there, they always Jets it up. And I don't want to give the Patriots too much credit for what they're doing in the post-Brady era, because that's been Jetsy. That's been Jets-like. But I want to give them a little more benefit of the doubt, and I believe, and this wasn't after they made the draft pick, I like Drake May the whole draft season. I like Drake May. He was my favorite quarterback. So I think they have him. We'll see. Jury's out. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
But they already have that quarterback in place. The Jets are playing with what I think is a broken down quarterback in his 40s who hasn't proven to be a winner, at least not at a high level for a long time. So I don't really like where the Jets are at even today. They're ahead of the Patriots, I guess, right now. But I don't think the Patriots are all that far off. I think the Patriots can win on Thursday night. So I don't think they're that far away from where the Jets are now, and I think they can blow past them. I think they're in a better spot moving forward, I do. Now, that doesn't mean everything's good for the Patriots.
It's not.
I would disagree with Tommy Curran, who says their quarterback play has been excellent.
Yeah, it feels strong.
Feels like a strong word.
Yeah.
For me,
excellent
for my taste.
Is like top tier, second tier. Like, I think it's been good enough. That's how we dubbed it after week one. I feel like good enough is a way to kind of put it.
And then it took a step back last week, I think.
Yeah.
Certainly in the second half. So I go, you think the quarterback play is what? He goes, excellent. I go, excellent? He goes, excellent.
And I was like, wait, what?
Which feels a bit strong.
Yeah.
But I think the bigger problem facing Mayo, and I would agree with something that Mike Reese wrote. He tweeted out, you know, he has his thoughts after the game. He puts them out on Twitter.
Yep. Reese's Pieces back in the day.
Reese's Pieces back in the day.
You used to do that. Remember those?
Where was that? That was like
Globe?
I think it was even pre-Globe. It was like Patriot Ledger or something like that.
Yeah, I remember Reese's Pieces.
The Eagle Tribune.
Yeah. I go pretty far back.
Yeah, something like that. He said, I view this as one of the first big tests for a Green coaching staff. Curious how they respond. And I think he's referencing some of the game planning and some of their breakdowns they had on the field last week, all accurate. But I also think there's something less tangible, and it's the feeling within the locker room where are we going? What are we doing? Can we trust this guy? And I already had that sense before the whole Jalen Reagor mess.
Yeah.
Who's Jalen Reagor? Do you really care? He's a nobody's on the practice squad. But the fact that a nobody practice squad bum was not just squawking on social media. Doug Kide said he was talking about this within the team.
Yeah, apparently that was not the only reason he was gone.
Yeah. So, like, the fact that you have bum-ass players like that openly second-guessing the situation.
But now you're gone.
Mayo's got to nip that in the bud quick. And to his credit, they cut the guy.
Yep, they did. So he's gone. But, you know, just like they say, winning cures everything. Like, so no matter what's going on, whether it's a contract dispute or players squabbling or getting the ball, if you're winning, that cures everything. Flip side's also true. When you start losing, everything's magnified, everything's worse.
It really takes a whiz all over.
So, like, if you're kind of mad about something, you're much more mad after a loss. And, you know, maybe the guys in the – I'm sure the guys, and you hope that the guys in the locker room felt like they were going to be a lot better than, like, most people on the outside thought. And, you know, we were even talking to Devon Godchow yesterday. One of his podcasts that he was doing, he was talking with Keon White about how they, you know, we're going to surprise some people. And that's the thing. And guess what? Week one, they did. They surprised me. I didn't think they were going to beat Cincinnati.
They surprised me by losing to the Seahawks. That also surprised me.
They also did. Yeah. So it's like back-to-back weeks of surprises. But, no, this team, even though, you know, they're probably not going to win a ton of games overall, they were this close to being 2-0, and how that changes everything going into a short week against a division opponent. And same thing can be said here. You know, week to week in the NFL, like, it can change and how everybody feels about things. 2-1 with a win in the division and two wins in the conference versus 1-2 back-to-back losses, that's a big swing.
Big swing. Huge swing game on Thursday night. I think they can win it. I haven't quite predicted it yet, but I think they can win that game.
6-point favorite. The Jets are, I believe, 6.
Which feels high to me.
Yeah.
So you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. Look ahead to Thursday night football. Tomorrow night, Pats and Jets, your only chance to watch the Patriots in primetime, which, of course, means it also comes with a cost. Your Sunday is free. Family time. If you're a family man like ourselves, so you can jump in on all of that. Would you rather be the Patriots or the Jets moving forward? Meanwhile, let's get back to the Bruins. Sweeney talked earlier today. What's it all mean for the Bruins and Jeremy Swayman? Doesn't sound good.
No.
We'll have more on that.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Go ahead and ask me a specific one. If you got knowledge of it, like that we haven't offered an 8-year deal, or we haven't, you know, we're not willing to compromise, or we haven't moved on things. Like, at the end of the day, I'm not talking about specifics. You're just not gonna get it. But, you know, the fact, I did reference one, as a matter of fact. I think it's bull that somebody says, I wouldn't return a call for 3 weeks. There, that's inaccurate. Was it written? Was it said? Was it written? I don't listen to podcasts. I said, my son loves Biz. Thinks he's fabulous. I think he's a great entertainer. Okay. But at the end of the day, they're inaccurate. And that's okay, because that's all part of the business nowadays. It's okay if you turn around and say it's your opinion or your belief and such, but don't report it as fact. That's all. That's all I'm asking.
Don, it seems pretty obvious now, but just to clear it up too, there was a report out there this morning that it was a done deal to swing. That's obviously not true, not correct.
It's 100% inaccurate. Does that make it any more pointed than that? Very, I appreciate it. All right.
Can you read between the lines there at all? What is it? You saying anything by not saying anything? It's pretty clear.
I just like how I kind of respect the walk off there. He's like, that's it for me.
That's it, dude.
It's 100% inaccurate.
Oh, no. That might be the lead tomorrow.
People laughing at him.
Yeah. People laughing at him. He was hot.
Good one, Don. Like, screw off.
Dude, I don't think Big Sweeney was that mad ever as a player. He was pissed.
Yeah, no.
He was annoyed.
True.
You know how I read that? I'm sure he's sort of annoyed. Yeah. And like he even mentions, you know, the Spit and Chiclets guys.
Yeah.
I think it's bull.
He's mad. He's hot under the collar.
Dude, it's not the safe harbor. We can't say that.
What are you doing? It's noon. He was mad because that report was specifically a shot at Sweeney. Right, it's one thing
answering the phone calls. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Because that makes him look like a bad GM. It makes him look like he doesn't want to get a deal done. It makes it look like he's the one standing in the way of getting a deal. It makes the player much more sympathetic than obviously the team. You know, most people side with players over teams anyway. But so he was mad about that because it was specifically him. I also think his overall tone, I don't think he's as mad at Biz or Courtney or anybody else. Scoops keep, although Scoops kind of skated through there.
Yeah,
there's nothing
really,
nothing that I said
you
that
really
was wrong.
Matrix your way right through there.
Kind of was perfect.
It's 100% inaccurate.
Not Scoops keep, though. 100% accurate, Scoops keep.
Good one, Donnie.
I think he's just honestly really frustrated by this whole thing. I think Swayman and Swayman's agent has frustrated him more than any of these different reporters. He even mentions, like, that's kind of the game. Like, he gets it. He says Biz is entertaining. He knows that, like, all these things that are going on. But I think he just can't believe they're in this spot. I think when they traded Olmark 3 months ago, he assumed they were going to get a deal done. Maybe not immediately, but he didn't think he was going to start training camp by being like, well, optimistic we get something done by December 1st. There's no way he thought that back in June.
And by the way, you know, and say what you want about inaccurate reports. There was a scoop off here today.
Yeah.
You know, Keefe won that one.
Right.
Undefeated.
Undefeated.
You know, the winner and still champion.
Uh-huh.
The undefeated champion of the world.
I'm like the 2007 regular season for the New England Patriots.
Scoops Keefe. Let's.
That Super Bowl's coming, by the way. Eventually.
I think it's bull.
I keep hyping this up, but eventually we're going to get one wrong. But no, not yet.
But, no, but just he doesn't sound thrilled with the situation. There's no doubt about that. And part of what I wonder is he's so defensive about that. Like, it's not true. It's BS.
Oh, Duff protests too much?
Doesn't that tend to be the way it goes? Like, it's inaccurate I didn't call him back for 3 weeks or whatever. It was 2 weeks. You know, like, it's like one of those things, like, yeah, he didn't call me back for a week. Oh, it's inaccurate to say it was 3 weeks where
I didn't call him.
Yeah, so like
BS.
BS. He's leaning in a little too hard on that, which means it's a little, maybe they're a little close to the bone.
Is there a wiggle room on whether there's a deal done?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think he left much wiggle room there.
I would imagine no.
It's 100% inaccurate.
Yeah.
Again, like he's saying, it's inaccurate that I didn't call somebody back for 3 weeks. All right, yeah. So did you wait a week? Like, did you wait 10 days?
Well, I think like, also, like, they're probably annoyed that this has taken so long, which allows for leaks to happen, which allows for reports like they offered 6.7 or my big scoop that it was 10 or, like, Swayman wants 10 or the whether who's calling who back and all that stuff. Because they try to, I feel like, model themselves almost after Belichick and the Patriots.
Yeah.
Right? Like, for years, they are even more secretive about injuries than the Pats are. The Pats, we always like laugh about the Patriots. The Bruins are upper body, lower body, no timetable. Like, right. Upper body, lower body, no timetable. Like, they don't want anything out there. And the longer something drags on, the more likely it is to come out. And so I'm sure, you know, the front office or both sides, like, so the agent is like, well, I thought we were negotiating here, so how's this getting out? But then Sweeney's probably thinking the same thing. You know, like, every like Cam Neely, like everybody involved is like, well, can we get this thing over with? But no, right now, neither side wants to budge. And I still think they do get some, like, I think Swayman plays hockey this year. I certainly don't feel like he's not going to play, but I think it's dragged on longer than both were anticipating at the beginning of all this.
So Sweeney said a few other things, and I think he played, there was some hardball that he played, I think, with Swayman today, which means this was a negotiating tactic and a ploy as well. He said he's not here. He's not going to report because players are reporting. They start practices tomorrow. The first preseason game is Sunday. He's not going to report. He's chosen to wait for a contract. December 1st, over and over and over again, which, like, I heard December 1st. I'm like, Jesus. And I know it's a deadline. I know that now. I did
he
not know
He also said optimistic
time.
Several times, which he is did. Like, okay.
But he said December 1st, they're going to get this done. Mm-hmm. By then, which would invoke William Nylander, who held out to the last second and then ultimately returned to the Leafs. Who was his agent, by the way, Keith?
Same guy.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Yep. And they took it right to December 1st. Yep. Got it. He said he was disappointed numerous times. He also said it's their intention to continue to negotiate.
Yeah.
That's not getting a deal done. Like, that is
no.
Expect some Bruins news soonish kind of language.
Yeah.
That is wishy-washy. Intend to continue to negotiate. So nothing sounds firm. Nothing sounds close. And he also played this game about, well, every day Jeremy's not here, he hurts himself, he hurts the team. And, oh, by the way, we feel pretty good about Corpy. And we feel pretty good about Brandon Bussey. And I guess Jim Montgomery did some of this, too. Jim Montgomery, our guy, Freeze Pops, on Twitter, Tom Carroll.
Yep, Freeze Pops. He was over there today, right?
Good old Freeze Pops Mensa Bonsu. Uh-huh. He said head coach Jim Montgomery says he's confident in the team's group of goalies outside of Swayman. References the success of goalie Bob and the position group over the last 22 years. So, oh, okay. So both Sweeney and Monty are playing that game.
Yikes.
Hey, we trust goalie Bob with Corpusallo. We trust goalie Bob with Brandon Bussey. So we're good.
You can also say that, right? So that's one of those things where both sides now, all right, now you have something. So like 2 weeks ago, a week ago, all these guys were on the ice. I know there was like that captain's thing, but I'm talking about like the coaches, you know, Sweeney and Neely watching the team. So you can play it both ways. Mm-hmm. So if you're the team, we're like, hey, we're confident in these guys. And then you see him for a few weeks and you're like, oh my God, like we need Swayman.
Yeah.
But the other side of it's true too. Like Swayman can say, you guys are going to really need me. And then maybe they're right. Maybe what they were saying today is right. Maybe goalie Bob's coaching those guys up. Maybe Bussey is like a good prospect and a good player. And you're like, no, we can get by with this. Like, we have our number. Like, we've given you our number. That's as high as we're going to go. If you want to sign for that, great. We'll take you.
Yeah.
So I do think.
And that could also lead to an eventual trade. That could lead to you got to bend the knee and come back. But right, that one could cut both ways. I agree.
But like December 1st, obviously, is so far away. And that is 25 games into the season. But hopefully, just having training camp take place without Swayman kicks in some urgency on both sides. You know, I don't think either is going to be, based on the way things have gone, I'd be shocked if either are really happy at the end of this. And hopefully they can just kind of put it behind them and like go out there and play and kind of move on and not think about it again. But my guess is for Swayman to take the ice, he's going to have to go for a little bit more than what the Bruins wanted to pay him. And then for the Bruins to get Swayman to sign, they're probably going to have to give him a little bit more than they originally wanted to.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
I think all of that's fair. And December 1st is a key date because if you're not signed as a restricted free agent by then, you can't play for the rest of the year. So that's a big date. That's why he invoked that over and over and over again. It's been a while since we reset. What exactly are you reporting and have been reporting all day long here on WEEI?
No deal. Despite what everybody was saying on Twitter last night, despite what was being reported today, no deal.
It's 100% inaccurate.
Wow. Well, that's about.
No, you can't confirm that, though.
No, that was he was maybe talking about Coco's scoop there.
My scoop as well is that the Bruins won't go over $8 million.
I think it's bullshit.
A year.
Oh, he's questioning. He's question scoops Keith.
We'll see.
At your own risk there, Don. They won't go over $8 million.
So, yeah, no deal, Don. Now, that's been confirmed. So, that's there's no point in really slamming that home any further.
No.
That is true. But, yeah, unless there's a glaring change, from what I understand, they will not go over $8 million.
They're not close.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it.
And they won't go over $8
million. No.
And
you know what they are.
He shook it.
And he's asked for $10
million. Yeah.
So that's where it stands. And it does not take a rocket scientist after Sweeney and Montgomery spoke today to read between the lines. They don't sound close. You don't invoke the names of Brandon Bussey and Corpusallo over and over and over again unless you're willing to go to war with Swayman. And Swayman's already planted his flag and said, I know my worth.
Mm-hmm.
I went to University of Maine Business School.
Great.
So I know my worth.
Sweeney's I went to Harvard.
The cap is, man, it's Sweeney. I know the cap is going up.
Yeah.
And he probably looks at it and says, all right, you think Corpusallo and Bussey is a duo that scares me? It doesn't scare me. So we'll see who's right. And you have until December 1st to sort that out. But it's a bad situation for the, make no mistake about it. It's a bad situation for the Bruins. And I would not be expecting Bruins news soon-ish on this one. This does not sound close.
Yikes.
It sounds like both sides are dug in. And it sounds pretty ugly, which is unfortunate because, Keith, I kind of had high hopes for the Bruins this year. Lindholm, Zadorov, a team that advanced around in the postseason last year. They went farther without Bergeron than with them last year. So I actually felt pretty good about all of that. And now the Swayman thing hangs over all of it, and it's just, it's unfortunate.
Well, and even the idea of just Swayman being the guy, I think, was, and I know the regular season goaltending had been really good the last 2 years, but just that idea, and then maybe you kind of actually carry it over from the regular season into the postseason. Yeah, I kind of liked where they were. I thought they were one of the, and, you know, they're not the favorite, right? They're not Florida, but they're one of the 8 best teams in the Eastern Conference. So I was excited to see what the year was going to look like. And, you know, there's still time. But the first game of the regular season is, like, right around the corner. Well, it's October, what is it, it's 8th, I said?
And they're not talking like they're close. They're talking...
That does not feel that way.
When you're talking about December, you're not close.
that's a ways away.
Okay? It's like, that again, we've blown past Thanksgiving at this point in time, the way he's talking. So 25 games into the year, we'll get something sorted out. Oh, okay, good. I guess they're close.
Eesh.
I guess they're right around negotiating a deal. And we should be expecting that announcement at any moment. I guess, if you listen to some people... Not Scoops Keefe. That's what they're telling you.
Nope.
By the way, there's also this.
What do you got?
Sweeney, and this is separate from the Swayman discussion, but it's worth bringing up.
Okay.
Sweeney also said they've been in discussions with Jim Montgomery on a contract extension.
Why?
They're going to get that sorted out around December 1st, too. But nothing to announce at this point.
In lockstep.
Montgomery said it won't impact his coaching style.
Same style.
Whether or not there's a deal in place prior to the year, it's believed to be the last year of his deal. Are you rushing out to get a deal done with Montgomery?
No.
Did you learn how to count to 5?
They just got whistled for too many men again.
Get
John,
that sorted out.
As you said that, too many men on the ice.
So
I think they set a record for the most men on the ice.
They were miserable. miserable at it.
Yeah, so that was sort of... You know, year one, they are a record-setting regular season. Then they get bounced in the first round. Year two, they are not a record setter, but they're good. Like, they scored a bunch of points.
Better than a lot of people thought.
Way better than people thought because of the losses that they had.
And they advanced a round. Not that that's winning a cup or anything, but that it was progress.
Yeah. So, now, what did he sign originally? A 4-year deal?
This would be 3 if he's going to the last year of the deal.
This is a 3-year deal. I don't know. I'd probably let him coach it out.
Right.
Like, where's he going
to
go?
Like, to me, the Cora thing never made sense, but Cora was more accomplished.
Yeah.
And you stuck by Cora after all the cheating stuff. Yeah. So, like, the Cora one never made sense. And a lot of times a lame duck doesn't make sense. I think in this one it kind of makes sense. Number one, the sport. You roll through coaches.
Oh, more than maybe any other sport,
Any other sport.
Oh, they just get rid of him nonstop.
Yeah, you know, you fire him, Lindy Ruff or somebody like that will be out there waiting for you. And so, you know, they recycled the same 32 coaches over and over and over
again. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's like no outside-the-box thinking in that sport.
Not at all.
And so there's always a coach who was just coaching last year who's sitting there waiting for you. So I'm not worried about that. And he hasn't proven anything. I wouldn't pay him. But it actually sounds like they're closer on Montgomery than they are on
Swayman. Maybe they are. Now, maybe they extend him during the season. Maybe they see what kind of start they get off to. Or maybe they're like, hey, you might not have Swayman, so it's going to be a little bit more challenging. If the team looks focused and they're still really competitive without Swayman, yeah, you get some points. I know goalie Bob will get a lot of the congratulations on that, but I think Montgomery, too, would have to get credit. So we'll see. Maybe it has something to do with that. But, yeah, I'd be much more concerned about your number one goalie than your head coach, which, sadly, in the NHL seemed to be kind of like a dime a dozen.
Yeah. No, but I would say, again, this is another example of the Bruins having it backwards. They traded Ullmark before they paid Swayman. That's backwards.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're ready to sign the coach before they're ready to pay, arguably, not everybody agrees with this, but I feel this way, the franchise goalie. So that feels very backwards. It all feels very backwards with what the Bruins are doing.
Yeah. And they don't have a ton of time to turn it around. Like, we talked about the December 1st is sort of like that deadline, but just starting the season without distractions. Because one of the things we said with Matt Judon on the Patriots, all right, make a decision. Like, is the guy on the team, are you going to pay him or not? And if you're not going to pay him, you need to take the rest of the group and get going. That's what they did. Took a couple days, but that's what they did. And with Swayman, you got to figure this out. Is he going to be on the team, or is he going to show up right around Thanksgiving and then get acclimated all over again? And, what do you do? What if the other two goalies are both playing pretty well at that time? Who goes, who stays? You can create even a bigger mess if you don't have this guy ready to go for game one.
For sure. So you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937, text line, 37937.
You notice it is all over the place. I don't know if you're going to say this. Just from Twitter and Twitch and the text line, it's really split.
It's polarizing.
It's pay Swayman whatever he wants, and then there's
screw Swayman.
Get rid of him.
Yeah.
You don't even need the guy.
Yeah.
It is really, really mixed.
So text line 37937, I thought I'd been pretty clear on this. Jones, are you blaming Swayman or the Bees? Shame on the Bees for trading Ullmark first.
Now you're blaming the Bruins.
Not only am I blaming the Bruins, I'm rooting for Swayman to bend them over his knee and spank him.
Yep.
That's what I'm rooting for Swayman to spank the Bruins around on this because of how badly they butchered it. And so I'm definitely on his side.
Yeah.
What's he ever done? He's been a halftime player. He's never won a cup. He's never won a Vezina. I don't care. I watched him in the playoffs last year.
Right.
That's a guy I'm going to side with over this organization. I think they bungled this 10 different ways, not just financially, but with
arbitration a couple years ago.
That too, but also never committing to him.
Yeah.
Playing Ullmark. Even last year, they didn't know who the goalie was going into the playoffs, which I thought was insane.
Playing Ullmark 2 years ago hurt in the playoffs.
Every year they had to go running to Swayman to bail them out in the playoffs. So, they butchered this a million different ways. Trading Ullmark first. As the texter said, shame on them. I'm 100% on his side, and I'm rooting for him to get $9.5 million. I'm rooting for that.
Yeah, because I also think that Swayman didn't do anything wrong in this case. Oh, he asked for a lot of money? Okay. Most guys in that situation are going to ask for a lot of money. It's their opportunity to negotiate a new contract.
If you would have given him the bridge contract last year or paid him last year and not taken him to arbitration, you could have had your deal.
Now, the Bruins
created this mess. But you chose to seek it out
and
wait it out.
Right.
And now this is where you're at. That's on you. That's not on him. Mm-hmm. That's on you. 617-779-7937. We got more of your feedback coming up. If you want to get in touch with WEI Afternoons, Christian Arcan and Andy Hart, you know the number. And we'll see what those guys have coming up next in Grab Bag.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Here we go. It is, in fact, time for Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Hart and Arcand here getting ready for the afternoon program. But let's jump into the old Grab Bag here, Jones. Red Sox and Rays last night. Things were going great for the Red Sox until they weren't. They gave up several home runs and ultimately lost to the Tampa Bay Rays. They will do it again tonight down at Tropicana Field. Sox are now 5 games out of the wild card.
Yeah, it kind of feels done.
Kinda?
It feels done.
It's done.
All done.
Yeah. It may have been done
for a little
while,
kid.
But we were
all done.
All done.
You've been hit by. You've been hit by a smooth
Grab Bag.
Revolution taking on Montreal tonight.
I heard it. Yeah.
That's a big
Grab Bag.
Kareem Hunt re-signed with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's on their practice squad. So right now, Bailey Zappe, Kareem Hunt, active members of the practice squad for the Chiefs. You think he's going to get some run this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Andy Reid said he's not ruling out he could play this weekend. Everything comes
I scooped
back.
Him up.
Everything comes back. I was going to say, everything
Did
comes
you?
Back to fantasy football. You should have seen him. We were talking about this off the air. He goes, "Am I gonna go at him?
I forgot."
And he went out and added Kareem Hunt. So you got
Samaje Perine.
You got shares of Perine.
Yeah.
And Hunt.
Yeah.
Do you not have good running backs?
I have two great running backs.
But did you just hear that? Or not?
It's a league of depth. I got Saquon and Ramondre.
It's all about attrition. It's all about attrition.
I would definitely have a backup ready for Ramondre.
Exactly.
100%.
Well, I also had Cooper Kupp, so that's a mess.
Jamichael Hasty.
No, I wouldn't
have him that one. Carry.
Have him in the holster.
Get him out of here.
Yeah, what was that? Why was he playing in the 2 minutes?
The best was...
That's a great question.
The beginning of that broadcast when they were talking about Ramondre Stevenson, uh-huh. And then they zoomed in on Hasty, and it's like, that's not him.
Did they do that?
Similar number. Wow. Hair,
to be fair, it was an issue throughout training camp.
It's close.
Because it's 38-39, and you got the dreads.
I know. The
and
predator
you,
hair.
You never know when a jersey is like a little wrinkled, and you and the 8, the 9, the 9, oh, yeah. The 8.
You
the
check
size
out.
Is a little different.
Plus, they couldn't get Mayo's name straight on that broadcast. That was
Gerard.
That was hardly
listen to Wiggy.
The worst of their problems. Yeah,
that's probably true.
Shut up! Just shut up. You had me at
grab bag.
Tua on IR. I guess no surprise there. But at least 4 games. No Tua. Do you think we see Tua Tagovailoa again this season?
This season, no. I think he'll play again in his career. I don't think he's coming back this year.
Hart.
Yes, we see him.
I think he plays again.
Yeah.
This year.
It's a tough one.
It is.
Popular one. The woman at the gym asked me this morning.
Did she really?
The desk. She's like, so anything about Tua?
I'm a humble brat.
Yeah, like, the gym. Yeah, hard to the gym. Yeah,
people, yeah. First of all, people coming up to me at the gym.
Rising
I'm
grind.
At the gym.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a woman.
What are you, Mark Wahlberg?
I was just, this was sort of an offshoot of our household name conversation that turned to a large fight yesterday.
Oh.
You guys getting a fight yesterday?
What was that?
We get in the fight every listener. Day.
Well, yeah. We do kind of get, he gets into a mood late in the show.
Yeah. Gets angry.
I get pretty bitchy.
Household name middle linebackers.
Ray Lewis. Brian Urlacher.
Those are the two we started with.
Mm-hmm. Takeo Spikes.
We did not go there. And
thick
I
thick neck on that
Ray
guy.
Maliuga.
Yeah. Oh, Ray.
All right. You've jumped ship. These are not household
what
names.
What do you mean? Patrick Willis.
Ooh.
We debated that one. Great
Patrick
player.
Willis. Luke Kuechly.
Luke Kuechly was definitely in the conversation for the wrong reasons at the
Sam
end.
Sam Mills?
No.
Ed
Junior Seau.
Middle? He was a middle linebacker?
I don't know. Just keep going.
Teddy Johnson.
No.
Teddy Johnson.
Seau, good one.
In my household.
Andy Katzenmoyer.
Maybe, but based mostly on his college career.
Greg Lloyd.
Yeah.
No.
Greg Lloyd lay the stick on you.
Oh, he'd knock you
wouldn't
right
he?
Out.
He would knock you right out.
We're missing one big one. Dolphins.
Zach Thomas.
Zach Thomas, yes.
Zach Thomas.
Brian Cox.
Zach.
Yeah. Somebody
Cox!
Brought him up. And
someone
I,
said
Cox,
that.
Good one.
He was not a household
yes,
name.
Yes, he was.
Oh, he was
a killer. Well, Bill Romanowski.
He flipped the bird
Romo?
To 70,000 people. Oh, yeah, Romo.
Romo spit on J.J. Stokes that one time. He was a maniac.
Did you guys cover all these names or no?
Oh, yeah, every one of these. Yeah, we did not miss a single one of these.
Remember when
people started saying guys that aren't middle, LT. And I'm like,
no, LT is a bit more of a
Micah
outside
Parsons.
Linebacker.
No, these are edge guys.
Yeah, your Pat Swillings.
Yeah, you got to learn what they play. Derek Brooks was one you guys didn't mention.
Hardy Nickerson.
Okay.
Remember him?
I'm just going to skip right over Derek.
Do you remember him? Well, Derek Brooks,
same defense.
They played together.
Same defense.
Those guys played together.
Yeah, I got it.
But these guys were.
Roquan Smith.
Not all household names. Do you
not
even.
Juwan Bentley.
What?
Did this all stem from Juwan Bentley?
My wife would know all these stupid tweets.
In Rap Sheet's tweet, yeah.
Oh. Where he said, Juwan Bentley's not a household name yet. And I'm like.
No, he never
that
will.
That set him off for like an entire hour.
I kind of did, actually.
Yeah. That's a 4-hour show. That's fine. Plenty of time for other stuff.
It was a weird nerve that was struck.
I get you.
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm Grab Bag.
Longer tail on that one.
No, I like that. That's good.
But the best part of this is your like proud grin while you see everybody just enjoy.
Yeah. Like, you watch on Twitch. It's fun. Everybody enjoys
people
them. Like they're good.
People
we keep
like
going.
The bag.
50-50 watch. The Ohtani 50-50 watch. Uh-huh. There's an update. Hit a dong last night.
Nice!
48 homers, 48 steals.
That just doesn't pop quite like 50-50.
40,
he better,
48,
get, he better
oh, he's
get there.
Gotta get there.
2 weeks, you gotta do it.
Are they gonna rest him at all?
Well, no.
You can't.
No, no.
I would hope not. Did you see they might actually, he might pitch in the playoffs?
Oh, really?
I like that a lot. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
The Dodgers are not ruling out he could pitch in the postseason. How about
like
that? 50-50,
and
he like
pitching?
Gets like, the last out of game 7 of the World Series or something like that?
It'd be kind of funny if he goes 50-50, then pitches in the playoffs and sucks. He just like can't do it.
It's possible. Like, I went 50-50. What do you want from me?
Definitely possible.
Yeah.
You are my sunshine, my only grab bag.
Jose Altuve last night fouled a ball off his foot, but it went into fair territory, and then he was thrown out. And the ump was like, all right, you're out. And he's like, well, I got hit in the foot. And he's like, no, you didn't. So he took off his shoe and his sock to show him. Then got thrown out of the
game. Why was he thrown out?
Because he showed up the umpire, I guess.
Wait a minute. So, like, let's use hockey for
example. I know you don't
like
umpires, neither do I.
I hate them.
Okay, all right.
What if he took his batting glove off and showed him, like, a broken finger? Would that be fireable?
Where's the line?
Like, you took your shoe off? And I don't think he was actually trying to show him up. He was trying to show him
where he got hit. You have to keep your shoe on. I never even see your
Plus, like, don't the Astros have to be careful of, like, all the communication devices under their jerseys?
All
like,
this real junk falls off, like, two iPods.
Yeah. You're like, what the hell?
It's a shoe phone.
All these batteries roll away.
Like, I made a huge mistake.
That backfired.
Yeah, I didn't care for that. Like, in hockey, you can show the guy your, like, inner cheek to see. Oh, there's a little blood here.
A little blood. Oh, I would have a razor. I'd be like an old school wrestler. I'd be like Terry Funk out there. I'd be like, oh, look, I'm bleeding.
You're the
like
Ram.
He bladed himself.
You're the Ram. Scars.
Blood all over the ice.
Set on your forehead. There's a lot of scars.
You're like, nothing.
Grab bag.
Good news, WNBA fans, as the organization is going to add a 15th franchise.
Finally.
They return to Portland. Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine?
Really?
No, Oregon. Portland.
Gotta be Oregon.
Competing with the claws or lobster. What are they?
Celtics now.
Green claws? What are they?
Nope, they're the Celtics.
Maine Celtics.
They changed it.
But they still use the logo.
Which I don't know why they changed it.
Because I've seen the shirt with the lobster on it. The green lobster.
Now it's a green claw instead of the red claws.
Yeah. So Portland getting a squad. I don't think they have a team name yet, but anyway.
Oh, they're
going to be playing in 2026. They're going to be out there in 2026.
They're like the Utah Hockey Club.
Yeah.
Same
idea. With those jerseys that just say Utah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here's Grab Bag.
Travis Kelce says, quote, put that on me when asked about his slow start. Travis Kelce's slow start, I say, washed.
You think he's washed?
Yeah, he's washed.
I kind of think the Pacheco injury, he's about to go off now. They need him. They
we
need
shall
him
see.
Now. Yeah, we will.
They definitely need him. And there's always the chance that kind of plays possum all season, then it's still really reliable in the playoffs. But as far as like big years, 10 touchdowns, 1,000 yards, that's over. It's not happening.
That might be done. I don't think he hit 1,000 yards last year.
No, he did. Yeah. He was like 900, though. But it was like the first year in a long time that he was shy of that.
I blame her.
Oh, boy. Swift?
Yeah, of course. She'd been dragging him down. They've been drinking too much. I see the highlights all over my
social
media.
Hammered those two?
Oh, my God, yes.
At the U.S. Open, they were getting after it.
Oh, yeah. They were housed.
He was dressed like Donald Duck for some reason, and they were going for it.
That was awesome. Those honey deuces. I told you about it. I tried to tell you about those.
I know I want one of those.
Tried to tell you about it.
I have to make one at home.
For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old
grab bag.
All right, Jones, that'll do it for another exciting grab bag.
Another winner.
Yep.
What do you guys got coming up here today?
Big show today. A lot of guests. We have Alex Cora at 2:30. We have
again?
Schefter at 3:45.
Yes, we have him yesterday?
Coming on today.
Great.
Schefter at 3:45 and our own Andrew Raycroft to talk about Swayman and the Bruins and that whole situation at 4:30.
Are you guys... nice. So you're talking to the Razor. Good.
Yes.
Are you going to ask Schefter about this Woj thing at all? He kind of had a lot of reporting on Woj's retirement.
He was jumping up on it. Yeah. I mean, listen, last week he got all upset about Robert Kraft, so maybe he'll get emotional again today about Woj.
He did. He was fired up.
Yeah.
Fired up how?
About Kraft not being in the
He's a Hall of Famer today, tomorrow, yesterday, and every day of the year.
Right, it was the angriest I've ever heard of him.
He was.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Good pop.
Yeah. All right, so stay tuned for that. Cora, Schefter, and the Razor all coming up on WEEI Afternoons with Arcan and Hart. Stay tuned for it. We're back tomorrow at 10 o'clock with a 4-pack leading into Patriots Jets.
Yes.
Keys.
I got to work on my keys, but keys. Coming back tomorrow.
How do you work on the keys?
Yeah, I
got add more keys.
I need more keys.
That's what I need.
Bigger keys. It's been an issue my whole life. I got to need a bigger key. That's tomorrow at 10. Stay tuned. You're on WEEI.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.